In early 2010, the jazz world lost one of the most celebrated saxophonists and band leaders of the last half century, John Dankwardt. John and his wife, vocalist Cleo Lane, both from Great Britain, were Marion's guests on Piano Jazz on several occasions. Today, we pay tribute by bringing you a program from 1998, recorded in a live concert at the Eastman School of Music. We join host Marion McPartland as she welcomes John and Cleo to the stage.
Please join me in welcoming true jazz royalty, Dame Cleo Lane and John Dankwardt. And our wonderful bassist, who I'm sure is well known to people here, he's on the faculty here at the Eastman School, and we've played together many times, Mr. Jeff Campbell on bass. Now, thank you. Congratulations on becoming a dame, Cleo. I mean, that's a high honor. But John, aren't you something? Aren't you an OBE or something like that?
No, I'm just waiting my turn.
Oh, you know, I thought maybe...
Oh, no, I am a CBE, yeah.
I knew you were something good, then I couldn't... besides all kinds of
other... The wonderful thing, Marion, is that although I was made a dame, that was when the Queen's birthday honours list, and I accepted, after quite some chat with J.D., John, because I thought that he should have got it, you see. And then people come
up saying... What, me being a dame? It wouldn't have worked at all.
Well, he...
I then said, lots of people say to him, well, when anybody is knighted, becomes a sir, the woman becomes a lady. Lady... whoever. I would have been Lady Dankwardt if he'd have been made Sir Dankwardt.
Well, that's going to happen, isn't it?
But, oh, it will happen, but when you're a dame, he gets nothing.
Well,
discrimination, I call it. Yeah.
So, but anyway, he can sort of bask in the glory of
absolutely.
Your... something like that. Well, we should get on with doing some music, because I know that's what all the folks have come to hear. We have a few tunes that you have carefully planned out, John. So what do you say we embark on?
I can't... Can you remember what it is?
Yes. I think.
Can't.
I can't give you anything but love.
Yeah, that's it.
One, two, I want to leave.
Anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness. And I guess everything you ever dreamed of, Gene. I'd love to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, wooers doesn't sell, baby. Till my lucky day, you know damn well, my baby. Can't give you anything but love. Thank you.
Well, it's great the way we ended together like that. Well,
that's always a sign of careful and painstaking rehearsal.
Well, we
spent
did.
About 20 minutes rehearsing the hour's program, didn't we?
Well, that's more than I usually get to do.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I
sorry to have taken so long then.
You know, one of the things I'm thrilled about is that several years ago when I was in England, and John, you were the conductor of the London Symphony Orchestra, and I was a guest, and I played one of my own tunes, and you decided to record it.
I thought it was really quite beautiful, and then when you told me later that Peggy Lee had written a beautiful lyric for it, I thought, well, two wonderful ladies, and I always try to support my gender.
And you do.
and I tuck in songs written by ladies as much as I possibly can.
You did it was a whole album of songs by women, wasn't it?
I did, yes. It was called Woman to Woman. And this one I do with my heart, because it's for you and for Peggy, two people that I love very, very much.
Well, I'm just happy to be the one playing this for you. It's called In the Days of Our Love.
I wish you could know the thousand ways I see your face in the embers, missing you so, and all the things we used to do in the days of our love. In my mind, and there you are, you're here. Somehow I'd rather not forget. I long to hold you near.
corner in my mind. And there you are.
Really a thrill.
Just marvellous. I couldn't have sung it better myself.
Well, you know, I'm glad you didn't try and join in. Sort of happy about
me
that.
Too.
Well, it's time to let you know that my guests today are Cleo Lane and John Dankworth. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz, made possible in part by the Eastman School of Music. Did you two meet, actually?
We met in 1951 in London in a jazz club, and I auditioned for him, John Dankworth, not on the couch. I auditioned for his band. He had a small group called the Dankworth Seven, and it was a cooperative band, which meant that although he heard me and his pianist, that he could not hire me until the other members of the band had heard me too. They all had a say in who sang with the band. And I think really they wanted a cheap singer because he said, will you sing in the club tonight? And I wasn't paid for it, and I went in and I sang, and he still couldn't give me the job until the others had sort of got into the office, which was the pub around the corner. And, well, they agreed to hire me for £6 a week.
My goodness. How many dollars would that be? I don't know. About...
Not many.
Not many, about five.
And I actually... For the first time in my life then, I became a businesswoman and I said, make it seven.
She nearly lost the job over that, I can tell you.
Well, I got the job anyway. They all seemed to like me.
I can see why they would.
Well, I wasn't singing like I'm singing now. I didn't have my top register. I was all down in my boots. You know, boots like this. And it was all in the lower register. I was a contralto, but I acquired the top later, simply because of what I was hearing when I was sitting on the stand trying to be the sex image on the, you know, the bands had to have that sort of, which I never quite achieved. I was a very scruffy girl when I first started.
Well, somewhere along the line, John proposed, didn't he?
Yes, he... Well, I was going to... He acquired a big band, didn't you? You started a big band. Now, I didn't want to be a big band singer all my life. So I said, I'm going to leave and do something else. And he said, will you marry me? Well, he thought he was going to get a cheap singer. But I got a very cheap arranger.
Well, you know, you can talk about cheap arrangers, but the cheapest arranger and the best arranger, I think, is the solo pianist, because what they have to do is just make up lovely arrangements and put them into instant practice by playing. We have to be a good pianist to do it, and Marion's a lovely one. What are you going to arrange for us, Marion?
This is going to be just Jeff Campbell and myself, Jeff on bass and me on piano, and we're going to improvise a little bit on a really nice tune called Like Someone in Love.
Fantastic.
Okay. You know, you people have such a vast repertoire of tunes. How do you go about, like, learning new tunes? Because you, whenever I hear you, there's always something new and different. You don't rely on the same things at all.
It's generally the programming process, really, isn't it, John?
Yeah, I think we look on the program as a whole, and we always try to vary things. We don't compromise our music, but we do like there to be enough variety in it to be able to keep people who aren't all that interested in the music from falling asleep. You know, it's very embarrassing when people fall asleep in the audience. We've all had it. And the aim is to just keep those numbers down as much as possible.
Well, we should get on with doing some music, because you know what I would really love is to hear you do one of your many arrangements of that Billie Holiday tune, Fine and Mellow. Okay?
This will be a very simple arrangement indeed.
All right.
Treats me awful mean. And my man, he don't love me. He don't love me. He treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen. Wears high drape pants. Stripes are really yellow. Pretty baby. And the stripes, they're really yellow, so yellow. But when he starts in to love me, oh, he's so funny, so funny, so funny, so funny, so and mellow. Now, love will make you drink and gamble, stay out all night long. And love will make you drink and gamble, stay out all night long.
Thank you. It's time to let you know that my guests today are Cleo Lane and John Dankworth. I'm Marion McPartland, and this special piano jazz program comes to you from Kilburn Hall at the Eastman School of Music. This program is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano and Organ Company. I know you wrote a book. I've read one book that you wrote, Cleo. You've got two. You've got another one about singing, how to sing.
Yeah. I wrote my autobiography, which came out in England and has just recently come out in America. And I've also just finished another book on singing. And it's you can sing if you want to. And it's for people who say they can't sing.
That's me.
Well, you read my book and you'll be able to sing.
Listen, I may read your book, but I'm not going to sing. It's one thing I'm not going to do.
It's always practice. I say, when people say, I can't sing, nobody says, I say, well, how much time do you give to the other hobbies that you have in your life, like golf? Oh, I do it all day long if I can. I say, well, if you did exactly the same for singing, you'd be able to sing.
What hints do you have for people that they wouldn't forget the lyrics? That's my big thing.
Well, you know, I mean, you're a jazz pianist. You can always scat. I mean, Louis did. Louis didn't have a great voice, but he just used to...
Well, the only people who scatted in my book were Ella.
Yeah.
And, well, you do a pretty fair scat, if I may say so.
Well... Yeah.
Anyway, I really wish you luck with your book.
I'm dying to
hear some would-be singers who've read the
book.
Some
of the results.
Some of the results, exactly. Well, are you going to scat or do anything on this next tune?
No.
What is this one?
No.
Taint what, John, what is this? Taint what you do?
It's taint what you do, it's the way that you do it. One, two, one, two.
Take what you do, it's the way that you do it. Take what you do, it's the way that you do it. Take what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. Take what you do, it's the time that you do it. Take what you do, it's the time that you do it. Take what you do, it's the time that you do it. That's what gets results. You can try hard, don't be the thing. Take it easy, breeze in, then your job will swing. Take what you do, it's the way that you do it. Take what you do, it's the time that you do it. Take what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results.
what you do it the way that you do it. Think what you do it the way that you do it. That's what gets results. That's what gets results. That's what gets results.
You know what's amazing? In all the years we've had piano jazz, we have never had anybody do that tune. I think it's great because we're always searching for, you know, let's not do Satin Doll again, things like that. But here you come with that one. It's really terrific.
Well, the reason was that John celebrated his birthday in England the other day, and he reformed the Dankor Seven, the small group that he had, to celebrate his birthday. And I used to sing it with a small band. And so we had a concert. You know that we had that little theater in our backyard at home. And that was the reason for me doing it again. And it was just somewhere in my computer.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those good old tunes that should be done.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, until you talk about your backyard, my God, you live in a bloody palace, for Christ's sake.
No, I don't live in a bloody palace.
Let me put it differently. It's just a gorgeous...
It's an old rectory.
It's an old rectory with gorgeous grounds, and then you've got your... With goats?
Not with goats. Ghosts.
I thought you said with goats. Listen...
I think we should go on the halls, you know, Mary. It's a double act.
Listen, there's room for ghosts and goats.
Yes!
And the nightclub, which I've been happy to play in many times, and you're rebuilding the stables, and you're going to make a palatial new club out of it.
Yeah, we've... after 27, 28 years, the old stables is in a bit of a state, really, and... We're building another auditorium, much more state-of-the-art than the old stables, where there was still the manure on the floor from the previous horse occupation.
Don't talk about the band like that. Well, are you going to have air conditioning in the new one?
When it does get very, very hot, we have to open all the doors so that there's a breath of fresh air. And quite often we have... obviously classical concerts as well as jazz. And John Williams, the classical guitarist, was playing there one time, and he was playing this very beautiful piece, and you heard bah!
So you do have goats.
No, that wasn't a goat, Marion. That was a sheep.
But it was a sheep who couldn't sing properly and should read Cleo's book.
Well, it
which she's written a sequel to it called You Can Bar If You Want To.
In case you've just tuned in, my guests today are John Dankworth and Cleo Lane. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz, made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. You know, any time I'm in Rochester, I think about Alec Wilder, because actually Alec kind of introduced me to Rochester. I had played here maybe a couple of times before I met him, but he did so many good things for me here, including playing with the orchestra. He just changed my life with all the things he did for me. And anyway, I mean, I could go on and on and on about Alec, but what would be really nice would be if you'd do one of his songs, Cleo.
I would absolutely love to. Well, and I think that we decided on I'll Be Around. Didn't we?
In F.
In F. You sure it's okay. In F?
It's in F.
Definitely.
And you start with it, colla voce. That's an,
colla voce. Almost, don't
yes, that's
be
an
so
Italian expression that you might not be aware of.
No, stop showing off.
I'll be around no matter how you treat me now. I'll be around when she's gone. Your latest love will never last, and when it's past, I'll be around when she's gone.
Boy, that's really one of my all-time favorite songs.
Gave me a little chance to play the clarinet as well.
I know, I was thinking to myself, that's when John's going to play the clarinet. It was nice.
Well, it's great. For saxophone players, it's pretty easy to play the other one or vice versa, because as you can see, apart from the actual size, shape, colour, material with which they're made, and manner with which they play, the two instruments are virtually identical.
You know what would be really nice, though, is to play some old standard tune that everybody knows, like some foot stomping piece, like
stomping
at the Savoy.
The Savoy.
How about that one? Anyway.
Okay.
Are you going?
Well,
to...
I'm going to play 3.5 bars, and with luck, you two will come in at the end of that. Okay.
All right.
If not, we'll try it again.
Thank you.
Well, Cleo and John and Jeff Campbell on bass, I want to thank you so much for being here and doing this live piano jazz. We've really had a ball, and now we're going to wind up with a real tour de force. And this actually is taken from the Ella Fitzgerald arrangement, right? This is your version, Cleo, of How High the Moon.
I guess this particular song was so associated with her that I have no right to sing it, really. But I'm going to.
Do
Jeff and myself.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland and her guests, John Dankworth and Cleo Lane, from 1998, recorded at a concert in Kilburn Hall at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer David Dustman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator Gene Pinkston, executive producer Tom Clark. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, the National Endowment for the Arts, and NPR. Support also comes from Save America's Treasures, through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives, on the web at hewlett.org.